December 19th. Good morning. It's Thursday, December 19th, 2024, and the time is 10:02 a.m. This is the public meeting for a new proposed rule under the Washington Administrative Code to be designated WAC 458-65A-10005, entitled Examinations of Records. Just to clarify at the outset, these are examinations pertaining to records of potential holders of abandoned or unclaimed property, and not audits of taxable income or something related to tax. So the title of this rule could be slightly misleading unless you realize it's in the context of unclaimed property. My name is Jason Andre, and I'm a tax policy specialist with the Department of Revenue's Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, and I am the facilitator for this meeting. We thank you very much for joining us today and being willing to provide us with your valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-65A-10005. My fault. This public meeting is being held electronically and telephonically. In addition to myself, the following Department of Revenue employees are also in attendance. We have Kathy Holder, Management Analyst. Kathy will be monitoring the recording of this meeting. And we also have Brent Madison, the Rules Coordinator. Besides Department of Revenue employees, if there are other parties attending this meeting, we would please ask you to identify yourself for the record and any organizations you are representing.
And sorry, I should have mentioned this. As part of the registration, we did ask participants to identify themselves as well as their any organization they're representing. So for purposes of the record, I think we don't need to go around and do introductions as we've already obtained that information.
I apologize, Brent. I'll just proceed then.
Very good.
The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 3505 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 24-23-077 on November 19th, 2024, and by notifications to the interested parties. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public regarding the language in the new proposed rule, WAC 458-65A-10005, which we will refer to as Rule 10005. Copies of the proposed new rule are available online, or please email Kathy Holder at kathyh@dor.wa.gov. That is kathyh@dor.wa.gov. If you would like to receive a copy, but again, a copy of the draft is posted on the department's website as an attachment to the filed CR-101, which is just the WSR file. We invite you to offer any comments you might have relating to this proposed rule. We greatly appreciate written comments, but we'll evaluate any and all comments received as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We would like to request that you send in any written comments to my attention at jasona, J-A-S-O-N-A, at dor.wa.gov by Friday, January 3rd, 2025, if at all possible. Doing so will allow the department sufficient time to fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, I will briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are at in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the code revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposal of a new rule. A notice is called a Form CR-101 is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. This meeting today is the initial public meeting for this new rule. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the code advisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed new rule. This notice is called a Form CR-102 and is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed new rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed through the rulemaking process, and any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Department of Revenue. The final step will be to adopt the new rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the code revisor using a Form CR-103. The new rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening the meeting for comments, I would like to provide a summary of the proposed new rule. Rule 10005 is required under RCW 6330-590, of the Washington Revised Uniform Unclaimed Property Act, which specifically states that the department shall adopt rules and shall adopt rules governing procedures and standards for an examination under statute RCW 633580, including rules for the use of estimation, extrapolation, and statistical sampling in conducting an examination. Under RCW 633580, the department has authority to examine the records of a person or a person's agent if the records are reasonably necessary to determine whether the person has complied with the Unclaimed Property Act. Under the statute, the department has the authority to bring an administrative and legal action requiring the person or their agent to make such records available for examination. The proposed rule establishes standards and procedures, including standards and procedures for examinations that are conducted by the department's third-party auditors. We would like to proceed now with the public comment portion of this meeting. If you do have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization you are representing. And again, we really appreciate receiving written testimony, but we would like to receive all testimony, including oral testimony, so we can capture any feedback you all might have. But again, if you do have written comments, please submit them to me at jasona@dor.wa.gov so that we can include them in the permanent rulemaking file for Rule 10005. If you could please use the raise hand feature if you have a comment, I'd be happy to go through everybody. And for those on the telephone, you will have an opportunity to provide comments afterwards. Thank you. Brent, not seeing any hands up, so
We'll give it a give another minute in case there are any comments. So maybe we'll wait
okay.
till 10:10.
Okay. Penny Hathaway. The question would be, does anyone have any public comments on the rule as proposed at this time? Penny, if you heard me on that one. Thank you, Penny.
I think we can go ahead and proceed, Jason.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for joining us today. Let me just see what the final agenda item is. If there are no public comments at this time, then I would like to thank everybody for participating. The time is 10:10 a.m. on December 19th, 2024, and the public meeting for Rule 10005 is now adjourned. Thank you all very much again. Have a great day.